Hey everyone, my name is Matt Jones. I'm the preaching minister here at the Hilldale Church of Christ, and this is another Organic Christianity. Again, what Organic Christianity is it's where we're going to look at Scripture and try to figure out what God is saying, what we need to know so that we can help live a godlier life. Now, for the past couple of weeks, we have been discussing these Beatitudes in the book of Revelation. It's cool because most of the time when I think of Beatitudes, I think of Matthew chapter 5 and the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus is going through this list of these mindsets, these character traits, these attitudes that people have, and they're blessed because they have that attitude, and they are going to be rewarded for it. Well, John is doing the same thing here, and actually Jesus is doing one here, the one we're going to talk about today. And he's trying to encourage these people to stay faithful, to make sure they're living for God during this time of Roman persecution, oppression. And so what I want to do today is look with you at Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. Now, I want to encourage you to look, whether it be on your phone, whether it be in your real Bibles, to look at this text with me, because you'll see some really cool things in this particular, talking about this particular verse today. To understand the context of what's happening at the beginning of chapter 16, maybe your Bible gives you a section heading. It's talking about the seven bowls of wrath that are being poured out. Each of these angels are getting these bowls and they're pouring them out. And what it seems as though, it seems as they're judgments that are being poured out. And if you start in verse 12, you'll learn about this sixth bowl of wrath that is being poured out, where we find our particular verse. And notice in verse 12, the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and it was dried up to prepare the way of the kings from the east. And I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits like frogs. For they were demonic spirits performing signs who go abroad to the kings of the whole world to assemble them for battle on the great day of the God Almighty. So this bowl of wrath is poured out, the river is dried up, and movement, it seems as though movement is made easier for the nations to the east and for these unclean spirits to go and perform signs and wonders, as though they were alluring or attracting these allied nations, okay? Now, they're assembling them for a battle on the great day of the Lord. And I want you to skip over verse 15 for just a second and look at verse 16. And they, talking about the kings of the other nations, the Roman Empire, all these different things, they assembled them at the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon or Hill of Megiddo. You see, Armageddon is where this great battle is going to take place towards the end of Revelation 19 between Jesus and Rome and its allied nations. You see, this bowl of wrath is talking about that moment you'll read about towards the end of Revelation 19. Now, this is where it becomes really cool. Notice verse 15. In most translations, you'll see parentheses around this. It doesn't mean that it's not in the original manuscripts, but it seems as though it has been interjected. And if you notice, if you have a Bible with the words in red that are Christ's, you'll see these words in red. You see, Christ has already given multiple messages in this particular revelation, especially when you read verses or chapters 2 and 3 with the letters to the churches. Well, a lot of scholars believe that Christ is doing that here as well. He's interjecting this message to his people, his saints, to help them understand what they need to be doing when this bowl of wrath is being poured out. And notice what he says. He says, "Behold, I am coming like a thief." Now, when we understand that, it's the idea of I'm going to be unannounced, right? I'm not going to be just letting you know when I'm going to come to have this judgment finally happen. I'm coming like a thief. And so blessed is the one who stays awake. Blessed is the one who's prepared for when I come, because you're not going to know. You just always have to be awake. You always have to, if we understand this in the book of Revelation, be faithful. Stay faithful. Stay awake. And he goes on to say, you're keeping your garments on so you may not go about naked and be seen exposed. You see, that's the reward to this one. Blessed are those who are awake because you will not be exposed when Jesus comes. And he's trying to encourage these people for when this bowl of wrath was going to be poured out, when this great battle was going to happen. Because there was going to be chaos, there was going to be probably even more heightened persecution of these saints. And so he's wanting them to be ready, to overcome, to conquer. And, you know, we see that message, we see this really similar message for us as Christians today, especially when you think about Jesus's words in Matthew 24, verses 42 through 44, when Jesus is telling his disciples about when his second coming is going to come. And he's saying, I don't know. I don't know the hour, nor do the angels. Only my Father in heaven knows when that day is going to be. So he encourages them to stay awake, to be prepared for when that day comes. See, that's the message for us. We don't know when Christ is going to return, and we may pass from this life before that happens, but we need to make sure that we're always ready. Even if we are to die today, tomorrow, we need to make sure we are ready. We're in Christ, we're living in him, we're remaining faithful, and we are conquering this world. I hope this has been a blessing to you. It has been a wonderful message for me to look over and a beatitude for me to understand. Again, I hope that you've been enjoying these lessons from Organic Christianity, and I hope you have a blessed week.